Hi, and welcome to the Podmag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton.
And today we're broadcasting from the Associate Dean's office.
Which is fantastic, actually.
It's brilliant. I'm so delighted I managed to sort this out this week. And there's lots of very interesting books here.
Yes, and some of them still need colouring in, so you could do that.
Yeah, excellent. I like doing that. Okay, brilliant. So, Dave, what have we got on our list this week?
Well, I think the first thing we need to talk about is Easter.
I knew I should have done the list.
Why?
Easter is not the most important thing to talk about this week, Dave. Right, I've got one in here somewhere. Hang on, let me get it out. Oh, yeah, the Easter break.
Yes, next week there will be no Podmag. We're having a complete week off whilst we try and find a venue that is really suitable for the kind of talent that we have.
Yeah.
So somewhere small, probably.
Yes.
And don't forget to keep sending Easter eggs, because Karen has done nothing but go on about having Easter eggs, and I can't afford to buy them on my wage.
Well, the only thing is, Dave, no one is going to find me here now that we have to be in hiding.
Well, that was your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
Well, you got us into the greenhouse.
Yeah, you got us out of the greenhouse.
Very rapidly.
Yes. So I don't think I'm to blame for that one. Anyway, the long and short of it is we're going to have to try and figure out something entertaining to say in this period, bearing in mind we're confined to this office.
We are confined to this office, and we have to keep an eye open in case the security guards come past. I tell you what, let's go on to the news.
Okay. Where's your iPad? Let's log on to the Wi-Fi. Okay.
Damn, it won't take my password. They've changed my password.
Friday Thinker, okay. So the faculty Facebook page, what's been going on this week's Friday Thinker, Dave?
Oh, well, the Friday Thinker is going really, really well, as ever. Mm-hmm. And this week's Friday Thinker is, if only I knew, I'd be able to tell you.
I've got no idea
whatsoever. It won't be a Friday Thinker, of course, because it's Good Friday.
All right.
That's the news.
Okay. Right, fine. Okay, so no Friday Thinker this week, but do keep logging on. Now, there was a really interesting discussion on the faculty Facebook page about study tips.
There was, wasn't there? I found that really fascinating. This is students telling students about the best ways to study. I actually like the one that said, don't read study tips.
Yeah, that was quite a good favorite one. Do you know what? I'm going to text Sarah next door.
Sarah Frayne.
Yeah, because she said she'd do a top five list with me. So I'm going to text her and see if she can come in a minute. Do you know what? I think that doing a programme all on our own would be really, really boring. I don't think the listeners want to listen to you all the time.
What do you mean they don't want to listen to me?
No.
I get more fan mail than you do.
No, technically not.
I had, well, more than one.
Right, anyway, I've sent her a text. She'll be in a minute. Right, the other item on the news is we've had lots of fun this week in Milton Keynes. We've been with our students for the digital storytelling event. And this is where students are getting together and making videos about the things that they'd like to share with people about being an OU student. And these will be broadcast at the conference. And now we have a special report from our fan, Harley Jack, who was one of the participants at the digital storytelling event.
Hi, I'm Harley Jack, although most of you will know me as The Fan. I'm at the OU campus for the Digital Storytelling Project. Most of you may not know what this project is about, so I'm off to breakfast and I'll be talking to some fellow students about the project. All right, so how would one of you sum up the Digital Storytelling Project?
I think it'd be really useful because it's been working with people who are fellow students but from different disciplines, so the diverse range of ideas and disciplines has been useful in giving a broader perspective and looking at things. I personally think it's been really good.
Yeah, well, with creating videos for these students starting off their OU journey, what would you like to see them get out of it?
Well, I'd like to see them get a real good understanding of what the OU is about and actually sort of enjoy it and look at their studies and say, do you know what, I can do this here. And especially when they're at the start, when they're actually at the beginning and they're looking at the big long course and they're saying, God, this is going to be boring.
Yeah.
They've got these types of things then to keep themselves entertained and enjoy it and stuff like that though, you know.
Yeah. Most of the time we only interact with OU students at tutorials online. What's it been like working with students outside that environment?
It's been really brilliant. All you hear about from the OU is that people are so diverse and, you know, you can do it anywhere, you can be anyone, and this flexibility. But I think that doesn't really seem apparent until you actually, you know, go out and meet people and talk to them and realise that that is actually the case. You know, all the group of the eight of us, we're all different ages, from all different countries, different backgrounds and things like that. And I think that epitomises what the OU exists for, really.
How do you think the diversity in the group then has benefited the project? Do you think it's a good thing, a bad thing? Is it good to have?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, if we were all, from the same tutor group or from the same postcode, it probably wouldn't be as much point, I suppose.
Yeah. Bridget, what's been the best part of this project for you?
Meeting you all and seeing how you think, and hearing how you think, and how it's expressed, put together in a very cohesive way, can be useful and really encompasses how we study as well, because all the points raised were really linked to turning out work and to help the student at the beginning to improve how they should set about what it is they want to do.
Sarah, what do you think you're going to take away for this project, for your OU experience and coming forward as a first-year student?
I think that, for me, I've learnt a lot of, sort of tips from the other people that are doing the project as well, that are sort of further down the line, sort of in terms of, sort of exam revision, in terms of time management, all sort of the sort of things that actually you don't learn until you get further along. I mean, there's one particular tip that someone said of that repetition sort of is the best way to get something into your head, and actually I think that's kind of something that's really, really, really stood out to me. But all the ideas everyone's had has been really, really helpful, and I think I can see what potential this project has for first-year students or new students, and I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
The digital storytelling event was a fantastic success. We had great fun, as you've just heard, and you heard from some of the students there. And Karen and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, the feedback was excellent. They said that you were much, much taller than they'd initially thought, and I was much better dressed. Right, okay. So a great week had by all, and more to come on that when we do the next event in May.
Okay, what's up next? Oh, let's have a look at the list.
Okay, the list. Right.
Karen, will you stop kicking me? No. Quick, under the desk. Under the desk.
I'm not getting under the desk.
Under the desk.
I am not getting under the desk.
Under the desk.
I have a pencil skirt on.
I know you.
Ow! Oh, Dave.
That was a pencil, and I've just stabbed you with it. Now get under the desk.
Right.
Okay.
It's
all right. I'll just have a look. I think they're going. Oh, this is just. Karen, this is disastrous.
I'm not happy.
Nor am I. I had this is not what I had planned for my career at all. I had my career mapped out. It went degree, PhD, Nobel Prize, fame, fortune. Mm. It didn't go degree, stuck under a desk with some half-wit in a pencil skirt.
I am not a half-wit.
Oh, I was just exaggerating for effect.
Well, I didn't even want to be a PodMag presenter. I just wanted to do some teaching.
Well, I'm sure we can find someone else to do it, Karen.
Yeah, well...
And they might be a bit more professional and find me some decent places.
I don't think they will, Dave.
You've got me into no end of trouble.
Well, you've got me into lots of trouble as well.
But my career is in tatters. You never had one to start with.
That's not fair. I don't think that's a very nice thing to say. That's not what my friends say at the Faculty of Health and Social Care.
Well, maybe you should go and work with the Faculty of Health and Social Care.
Well, I might just go and do that because they've invited me out for lunch again today.
Am I coming?
No.
You're going without me?
No one to talk about my research.
Right. I'm going to do the latest conference news.
Fine.
What's the registrations looking like, Karen?
Let me get my list. 384.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Have you checked it lately?
No, Dave, that's your job.
Well, I've checked it lately.
Actually, I don't know how to check it.
Exactly. You leave all the technical things to me.
The menial tasks.
It's 383. Okay. And rising, though, by the second. So registration's going really well. We've now got an external registration system, and the numbers just keep going up and up. Perhaps you should tell them the website address, Karen. That would be the professional thing to do.
The website address is connections.kmi.open.ac.uk. I'm still not happy.
Well, let's talk about workshops, Karen. They've been going very well.
Actually, they have been, Dave. They've been going really well. It's really nice to see such positive students coming to the workshops with such good ideas. I've been really enjoying them.
They have been fantastic. Karen and I have been running the workshops. Obviously,
together.
I've been doing most of the work.
No, you haven't.
Well, all right, we've been
doing
the
most
work.
Of the talking.
And they are really fantastic. And if you'd like to do a presentation and you're not attending the workshops yet, then it's never too late to get involved. And they're every single Monday.
No, they're not, Dave.
Well, they are, Karen.
They are not every single Monday because of Easter and these holiday things coming in. Oh. The next one is on the 28th of April.
And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, if you haven't come along before, do pop in. There are people dropping in all the time. And basically, we're working in groups or individually on presentations or some form of content for the conference. So it'd be great to see you there.
Super. Okay, I think that's all the conference news for now.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not happy.
Oh, can I make you happy?
Well, no, Dave. My skirt is ruined under this desk.
Well, I did tell you to wear appropriate clothing.
I'm not
for
wearing
hiding.
That jumpsuit again. Do you know how much stick I had over that?
Oh, look, there's Sarah.
You stand at the desk. Don't talk. Oh, Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Why are you sat in the dark, Karen? It's lovely outside.
Well, I didn't want to waste electricity. You know what the Dean said?
Well, I wouldn't take him that seriously if I were you. Do you want to put the lights on?
No, we best not. Anyway, this will only take a minute.
If I don't put the lights on, I won't see my list that I brought.
Here, I've got a torch. Right, okay. I've got my list too. Okay, so, Facebook.
Yes.
Top 5 study tips.
Actually, I've increased it to top 6.
Oh.
We had 4 that were the same with the amount of likes, so we can't leave anyone out. It wouldn't be fair.
Okay. All right, well, let's go through them then, before Dave comes back.
Where is Dave?
Oh, he's out, I think. Right. What's on your list?
Well, the 6th one came from Ian Poynton, and he said, when you're making notes, always make them traceable to their source and include their page numbers. It saves lots of time when referencing those bits that you later use in assignments.
Ah, that's a very good idea, because we like referencing, don't we? So that would make sure that your referencing was always done.
Very good.
Okay, that is a very, very good tip. And how many likes did that get for
that
Ian?
That got 5.
5 likes for him, Ian. That's brilliant.
And 5 likes again,
yep,
from Daryl Bauer.
Yeah.
The books aren't sacred text, so highlight and scribble away.
Ah, we like that, because yeah, Dave's actually been colouring in some of the books up here.
Not in this office, I hope.
No. I mean, separate to that. And it's mainly like ones no one really reads anyway. No, don't worry.
Okay. And the 4th one is from Neil Garrett.
Yeah.
Again with 5 likes.
Yeah.
And his is short and sweet. He says, little and often.
Little and often. So he says to study little and often.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea.
Three words. The 3rd one, from Helen McGillian, go somewhere quiet with no internet access.
Very good. Very good point. Because I always check my emails from all our fans. Oh, and by the way, if you do want to send us an email, it's podmag@open.ac.uk. But yeah, always pinging, and then it always distracts me from what I'm doing.
Well, it's nice and quiet in here. So maybe you've been working hard with that in here.
Mm, yeah. Next.
Number 2 on the list is from Vicky Riley. Mm-hmm. And this got 6 likes. Advice for newbies. Ignore where other people are up to and what they got. This is your journey. It's about you getting what you want out of it. She then goes on to say, advice for experienced students. Continue to try new ways of learning. Listen to how other people learn and give some of those methods a go.
Well, I think that's more than one tip.
Yeah, it is. She sneaked in through there.
She has, hasn't she? But lots of good points there. So about like just being in charge of your own journey and comparing yourself to yourself and making it all relevant to you and doing what's right for you as a student. Good tip, Vicky. Right, next, number one.
Yeah, the number one with 9 likes came from Lucy Moore. Set your own mini deadlines and goals with a treat at the end. If a TMA is due in on the Tuesday, get it done by the Friday, then give yourself a guilt-free couple of days off.
Fantastic. You could maybe catch up on some episodes of the PodMag or the Student Life as a treat.
You could do, and you could have a look on Facebook. The more likes we get, the more people will view the pages.
Ah. Okay, brilliant. Oh, well, thanks for that. I'm glad you've brought a list because mine is, I don't know where I put it. Oh, thanks for that, Sarah.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you need? Well,
ow!
What on earth is that?
Ow! Oh, ouch! Hello!
Hi, Dave. What are you doing under there?
I was looking for Karen's list.
You're not hiding from anyone, are you?
Hiding from anyone? Is there anyone out there?
No, but do you need
me... In that case, I'm not hiding from anyone.
Do you need me to call security?
No, definitely no.
Well,
not
if you're worried, if you haven't got a stalker or anything, have you?
No, possibly, but no.
Right,
oh, okay. No, I found the list, Karen.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
It's really nice to see you, Sarah.
I'm going now. This is slightly odd.
Yes, it's nice in here, though.
Really?
Very nice. We might stay here for a bit.
I just finished his colouring in and then we'll be out of here.
I told you not to touch any of Ian's books.
He hasn't finished them all though.
Oh, thanks, Karen. I'm really hungry.
I know.
It's made me a bit grouchy.
Yeah, I did think that that had something to do with your really bad mood.
Well, I haven't treated you quite as well as I could have today.
No, you haven't.
I'm going to make it up to you.
Oh, good. That's what I like to hear. What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
share my snacks with you.
Oh, lovely.
Which you've paid for.
Yeah. Still, Dave, that's a lot nicer than you have been.
And I do want to carry on being a PodMag presenter.
Right. So what are we going to do about our venue?
We're going to have to look for somewhere else. We need somewhere permanent.
We need an office. We'll sort this out in the next 2 weeks, listeners. And we'll see you then. Fingers crossed from our brand new studio.
Yeah, where's Sarah with those snacks?
Oh, I know.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, have a great time. And don't eat too many Easter eggs.
The PodMag!